Yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show, coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. Yes, we can also be heard over CFRC 119 FM since 2016, our home in the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. We can also be heard for last year over www.oshawarocks.com throughout the Durham and Greater Toronto area, and also via World Wide Web at YouTube at Way Back with Johnny. With that mentioned, I would like to share that Dolly Parton celebrates her 80th birthday tomorrow. Born Dolly Rebecca Parton on January the 8th, 1946, going on to become a legendary icon of country music for female country singers. She is probably best remembered today for her classic called Coat of Many Colors. However, I would like to pay tribute to her right now and honor her 80th birthday with a couple of other songs that I understand she also wrote. And yes, she is a great songwriter in many ways, and one of my favorites. With that, let's pay tribute to Me and Little Andy, and then we'll follow with Dolly and Porter once again and their version of a song called Jeannie's Afraid of the Dark. With that, I would like to say good morning and welcome here to the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show on this great channel. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Late one cold and stormy night, I heard a dog barking. Then I thought I heard somebody at my door knocking. I wondered who could be outside in such an awful storm. And then I saw a little girl with a puppy in her arms. Before I could say a word, she said, "My name is Sandy, and this here is my puppy dog. Its name is Little Andy." Standing in the bitter cold in just a ragged dress, then I asked her to come in, and this is what she said. "Ain't you got no gingerbread? Ain't you got no candy? Ain't you got an extra bed for me and little Andy? Patty cake, a baker's man. My mommy ran away again, and we was all alone and didn't know what else to do. I wonder if you'll let us stay with you. Giddy up, trotty horse, going to the mill. Can we stay all night? If you don't love us, no one will. I promise we won't cry. London Bridge is falling down. My daddy's drunk again in town. We was all alone and didn't know what we could do. We wondered if you'd let us stay with you." She was just a little girl, not more than six or seven. But that night as they slept, the angels took them both to heaven. "Ain't you got no gingerbread? Ain't you got no candy? Ain't you got an extra bed for me and little?" Her two little feet would come running into our bedroom almost every night. Little face would be wet from her tears, and her little heart pounding with fright. She'd hold out her arms, then she'd climb in beside us. In a small voice, we'd hear her remark, "Mommy and Daddy, can I sleep here with you? 'Cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark." One day in the summer, we took some flowers to place on some old family graves. Jeannie said, "Mommy, ain't it dark in the ground? Oh, Daddy, I'd be so afraid. Then she looked up at her daddy and me and said something that broke both our hearts. She said, when I die, please don't bury me, 'cause Jean is afraid of the dark.
Jeannie was always afraid of the dark, and we never could understand why. 'Cause we looked after Jeannie with the very best of care, because Jeannie was our only child. Perhaps it was death that she was so afraid of, 'cause it took her one dark, stormy night. I think we always knew that we'd never see Jeannie grown, 'cause it seemed that she was destined to die. But on Jeannie's grave, we placed an eternal flame that glows and never loses its spark. And on the darkest night, there's always a light, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Our Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
With that, friends, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny program, and it's that time in the program to welcome a very special furry mascot and beloved companion to our program. That, of course, is none other than Simbush the Wonder Husky. With her collection of early Stu Phillips songs for y'all today, as I remember the traveling balladeer Stu Phillips, who passed away December 25th at the age of 92. With that mention, I would also like to share a little disclaimer here that these songs were recorded some nearly 70 years ago in 1957 and may not very well be standard by today's radio listeners, but remember that 70 years ago was a simpler era and a different era. So even though these wouldn't be suitable by today's standards, they do stand up as Stu's early recording career. With that, let's begin with a classic called Bill Minor. Then we'll follow with another song called The Champlain and St. Lawrence Line, which Orville Prophet recorded and made a huge hit in Canada, but Stu recorded first and also wrote. Then we'll wrap up Simbush's top favorites here this morning with another classic called The Okanagan Valley. With that, I'll say good morning to each and every one of you, and also thank you, Simbush, for your contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Of Kamloops, when that great CP steamer rolled, I wondered how many passengers knew of that shipment of gold. A fireman and engineer wondered that night what to do at the end of the run, when out of the darkness three strangers appeared, each one was holding a gun. The bandits, they had a bold leader, Billy Minor was his name. He'd just come out of San Quentin jail. Here he was stealing again. The steamer was brought to a standstill. The crew was forced out of the cab. The robbers made haste to the mail car and heard a story that near drove them mad. Well, the mail clerk told them the money had been shipped out the day before. Somehow the bandits believed this tale and turned and stormed out of the door. The mail clerk was filled with excitement, for he'd just told an enormous lie. The 40,000 in gold was safe, said the clerk, but a chiseler am I. They reported the holdup in Kamloops, and the Mounties set off on the trail. The bandits that soon were arrested, and the judge packed them all off to jail. The thieves had a great sense of humor, and it certainly showed at their trial. For even the men who'd arrested them were forced to give way to a smile. Was the verdict for Miner that day? To this the spectators did roar. But Miner turned to the courtroom and asked why the old duffer hadn't given him more. The courtroom roared out with laughter. Even the judge had a smirk. Then Miner turned to the Mounties and said, I admire the way you boys work. Journal did announce they were looking for a clerk for the Champlain and St. Lawrence line was about to go to work. The Champlain and St. Lawrence line was the first in this country. The rails were stretched for 15 miles from St. John to the Prairie. The day the first iron horse arrived, why they had a merry day. And the people came from miles around just to see the first railway. One man was all they needed then to run the little line. He was engineer, he was conductor too, and he kept her right on time. The Champlain and St. Lawrence line was the first in this country. The rails were stretched for 15 miles from St. John to the Prairie. Now the Indians didn't understand why they'd never seen a train. They were afraid, I do declare, and they thought it should be slain. One day in ambush they did wait as the train approached St. John. 500 arrows struck her stack, but still she chugged along. The Champlain and St. Lawrence line was the first in this country. The rails were stretched for 15 miles from St. John to the Prairie. His magic, their great chief did cry, we'd best leave it alone. And the Champlain and St. Lawrence line steamed on into St. John. The Champlain and St. Lawrence line was the first in this country. The rails were stretched for 15 miles from St. John to the Prairie. I've heard of many distant lands far across the sea, the stories told of greener fields and greater sights to see. I'm sure that in these distant lands, these beauty sights I'd see, but I wonder if they can compare with the beauty of BC.
In the Okanagan Valley, that's where the fir trees grow, where the skies are always bluer and the clearest waters flow. And early in the springtime, the air smells like perfume. It looks just like a fairyland when the blossoms are in bloom.
It's in Lake Okanagan that the Ogopogo dwells. He's the valley's friendly serpent, and he guards the valley well. Now you may not believe this tale, but don't you tell a soul. For if the serpent should find out, I'm sure he'd eat you whole.
In the Okanagan Valley, that's where the fruit trees grow, where the skies are always bluer and the clearest waters flow. And early in the springtime, the earth smells like perfume. It looks just like a fairyland when the blossoms are in bloom.
It's a paradise for lovers with the fascinating sight of the crystal lakes and mountains when the moon comes out at night. Yes, I heard of many distant lands far across the sea, but I wonder if they can compare with the beauty of BC.
In the Okanagan Valley, that's where the fruit trees grow, where the skies are always bluer and the clearest water flow. And early in the springtime, the earth smells like perfume. It looks just like a fairyland when the blossoms are in bloom.
There were men who died and their women cried, and it was such a pity.
Hi, this is Johnny Western of television's Have Gun, Will Travel and The Ballad of Paladin. You are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlaw here on Way Back.
But the gun smoke finally cleared away on the streets of old Dodge City.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the great Canadian Northern gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. With that mentioned, today we have a collection of rare gems this morning for y'all. First of all, from Stu Davis, it's going to be a classic called On an Old Covered Bridge in New Brunswick. We'll then follow with Buddy Reynolds, who did a very mythical song called The Ogopogo about the old Ogopogo out there in BC. And then we'll wrap up with Chef Adams and an all-time classic called If She Could See Me Now. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening. Happy listening, friends, and good morning.
On an old covered bridge in New Brunswick, I first saw the light of my life. Just one look from her made me so lovesick. I knew make her my wife. It seemed I could hear bells ringing and the sound of an angel choir singing. A glow like a thousand halos shone around. For heaven here on earth I truly found. On an old covered bridge in New Brunswick, our true love we would share. And though years have swiftly flown, that love has stronger grown from the tiny spark we kindled there. It seemed I could hear bells ringing and the sound of an angel choir singing. A glow like a thousand halos shone around. For heaven here on earth I truly found. On an old covered bridge in New Brunswick, we vowed our true love we would share. And though years have swiftly flown, that love has stronger grown from the tiny spark we kindled there.
Ever known. Gather round me and the story I will tell to all about the Ogopogo where the rippling waters fall. I'm telling you because it's true, believe it if you can. There's an Ogopogo swimming down in Ogopogo land. Dragon's head he's supposed to have, and his eyes are balls of flame. It's 40 fathoms from his tail up to his shaggy mane. I'm telling you because it's true, believe it if you can. There's an Ogopogo swimming down in Ogopogo land. Okay. Okanagan that I can't deny. That means stormy waters where the Ogopogo lies. And this is true, I'm telling you, when he gets mad, I'm told. The thunders crash and the lightnings flash and the dark blue waters roll. Now that's as true can be, I hope you understand. That's the way I heard it down in Ogopogo land. But if you ever see an Ogopogo, take it right from me. Lock your cage up tight tonight and throw away the key.
Well, here am I, drunk again, been that way for quite a spell. And if she could only see me now, she'd sure be proud of me. Oh, when we were together, she always put me down. She had me in her power. I was dirt upon the ground. For I loved her dearly. She meant the world to me. And if she could only see me now, she'd sure be proud of me. She taught me all the ropes. Many a night I waited up, given up all hopes. Now I spend my time with the wine and the ladies of the night. And if she could only see me, she'd say I was doing right. Oh, when we were together, she always put me down. She had me in her power. I was dirt upon the ground. For I loved her dearly. She meant the world to me.
Hello friends, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock, right here on Way Back.
And our singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Well, here comes our little friend, Gunny the Dachshund. And as we welcome Gunny to our program this morning, it is once again that time in the program to welcome little Gunny the Dachshund. with her collection of some of the more standard songs of Stu Phillips. Once he went to Nashville during the 1960s and started recording in the South, he would sign with RCA Victor, with Chet Atkins producing. With that mentioned, let's pay tribute to some of those old-time classics. First of all, it's going to be Dust in My Eye. Then we'll follow with Colorado. We'll then follow with one of my all-time favorites of Stu that he recorded many years ago called Flowers Bloom. And we'll wrap up with Country Music Makes It All Okay. And isn't that the truth, friends? Anything that happens, country music always makes it okay. So with that mentioned, we would like to thank Gunny for her weekly favorites this morning. And also contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and I hope y'all enjoy these classics.
I left my home in the springtime. Westward to the gold fields I did go. At home, I left my darling waiting with a promise I'd return with the snow. But man's life on earth is a gamble, and man plays a hand dealt by fate. When at last I'd won my fortune, a thief's wretched life I did take. Dust in my eyes, fever in my brain, a heart that's hardened and cold. Everything in life that I ever loved is lost to this wicked greed for gold. As I sit here alone in my cabin, waiting for a knock at the door, waiting for the sheriff and his posse, I know I'll see my darling nevermore. My real name I never will tell them. Shame my loved ones will not know, even though their hearts will be broken when they find I don't return with the snow. Dust in my eyes, fever in my brain, a heart that's hardened and cold. Everything in life that I ever loved is lost to this wicked greed for gold. Is lost to this wicked greed for gold. Wicked greed for gold. There's a place where Mother Nature's got it all together. She knows just when to let wild flowers bloom. Somehow she always seems to know exactly what she's doing, and the Lord saw fit to furnish elbow room. Have you ever been down to Colorado? I spend a lot of time there in my mind, and if God
doesn't live in Colorado. I'll bet that's where he spends most of his time. I'd love to be there watching early in the morning. The sun comes up and crowns the mountain king. And if by chance you dare to be high upon the mountain, I'll swear that you can hear the angels sing. Colorado, I spend a lot of time there in my mind. And if God doesn't live in Colorado, I'll bet that's where he spends most of his time. I'll bet that's where he spends most of his time. In the desert that few eyes ever see, yet the flowers lie there waiting for the rain just like me. In my heart there's a flower, but it blooms just for you, like the flowers in the desert. I am waiting here too. Unless you come, the flower will stay deep inside my soul. For only when you pass my way, the petals start to grow. I will never forget you, no matter where I go. But you alone will ever know it. To no one else I'll ever show it, for only you can make the flower. Says she's gone and that you're free to roam.
You could shut the whole world out and suffer all alone. You may think that other men would handle it that way, but you will find in even this, the country music makes it all okay. When your world is upside down, remember what I say. Find yourself some country songs, then close your eyes and feel them play. Before too long, those country words and that country beat will mend your heart and soothe your soul and lift you to your feet. Put that country music on and hear those guitars call. Let that fiddle heal your hurt and pull you up from every fall. When that old piano man sits down and starts to play, you will find, as many have, the country music makes it all okay. Lost his way and brings you only pain. It's so hard to see him fall, but what would leave him gain? He may learn that all his friends have left him one fine day, but give him time and you will find the country music makes it all okay. When your world is upside down, remember what I say. Find yourself some country songs, then close your eyes and feel them play. Before too long, those country words and that country beat will mend your heart and soothe your soul and lift you to your feet. Put that country music on and hear those guitars call. Let that fiddle heal your hurt and pull you up from every fall. When that old piano man sits down and starts to play, you will find, as many have, the country music makes it all okay. You will find, as many have, the country music makes it all okay.
This is Dina Martin, daughter of Dean Martin, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back.
A little old wine drink of me.
Now, friends, I would like to once again turn back the years to 2021. That's about 5 years ago, when I got to do a follow-up interview with our good friend Stu Phillips, who sadly passed away on Christmas Day last year of 2025. With that mentioned, in the year 2021, I got to do two interviews with Stu. And during this interview, this second interview, we mentioned about a song called Vin Rosé, and that was one of his signature songs. But we're going to follow this interview with an all-time classic as recorded on the Grand Ole Opry Archives of Vin Rosé. With that mentioned, here now is my good friend from the year 2021, about March of that year, Mr. Stu Phillips, the Traveling Balladeer. So let's turn back the years and remember this all-time second interview with Stu. Welcome in, friends.
John, it's nice to be with you this morning. And anyway, we've come out of a long, cold spot down here in Nashville, at least cold for Nashville.
Is that right? Yes.
Funny thing, the older you get, the lonelier you get, because I'm 88 now, and I've seen a lot of my good friends go, you know.
I understand.
Kind of members of the Opry, some of the old Opry members, you know, they just go one by one. Jim Ed Brown was a very, very good friend of mine, passed away a couple of years ago. I went to see him, my wife Eldon and I went to see him the night before he died.
Oh, you did, yes.
And the last thing I remember him saying is, well, and he knew he was going to die, and he just said, well, you know, I told him, I hope that God would take care of him, and I knew that God would take care of him.
That's for sure, yes.
And then the next day we learned he passed.
I'm sorry for your loss there, Stu.
Go ahead.
One of those earliest RCA Victor releases was The Great El Tigre. How did that song come about?
That was something that, it was a song that Chet liked, and it was one that he played for me.
Yes.
And to this day, that record has a certain sound, a fullness.
It sure does.
And to this day, it's one of the songs that's acclaimed in Nashville for its wonderful condensed and full sound. And it landed on the charts, I think.
It has a Mexican feel.
Yeah, a Canadian-Mexican flavor.
Exactly, that's right.
But it was a good story. And trouble is, you know, once it became popular, then we tried another one. And that, too, you know, it did pretty well.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to go along the Mexican theme all the way, you know.
Exactly.
So we had to get off that. And one record that really started taking off, and it was destined for the top, was Till the Glasses with Sparkling Wine.
Yes, yes. That's the one I was thinking you were meaning with the Mexican feel after El Tigre.
Yeah. And that was on its way, but RCA's production company, the actual manufacturing, it went on strike, and that was the end of that record. But anyway, those things happen.
If I may ask about Canadian Rockies, how did you get that from Cyndi Walker?
Well, first of all, I love the Rockies. I've spent my honeymoon in Banff, and there's just no, you know, Canada's such a beautiful place. A lot of Canadians don't realize that, but people come from all over the world, from Russia, from China, anywhere, to see the Rockies. It's beautiful, hence the song. And also Gene Autry had recorded that song.
Yes, he sure did.
So I knew every one of Gene Autry's songs. In Nashville, I met Cyndi.
Okay.
So I wrote, by the way, Fill the Glasses with Sparkling Wine.
Yes.
With Cyndi. We co-wrote that.
Okay, yes.
So I knew Cyndi.
So you knew of her, yes.
And, okay. Yeah, and she suggested I record it, and I did, and it turned out beautiful. That's the way we got into that.
Okay. And in more recent years, actually in 1998, you became an official citizen of the United States.
I did. That was a hard transition for me. It was time. I have been in the United States since 1965. I came in March of 1965, and my family followed in June. When I moved, I didn't want to move into an apartment or a transient type of situation. So I came ahead so that when they came to Nashville, they'd know it was home. But it was hard for me to leave Canada.
I imagine.
I didn't really leave Canada. My heart is in Canada,
yeah.
And I'm a dual citizen now, so I'm still Canadian.
Well, that's great, because we're proud to have you as our native son there. Now, in more recent years, you have also became an ordained minister. Would you share with us a little bit about that?
My mother wanted me to grow up on the right track. You know, in today's world, I often think of the word discrimination.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to discriminate. My mother discriminated in as much as she didn't want me to go wrong. She wanted me to be straight, so she kept me out of bad places and, you know, late nights in the alleys.
Exactly.
And things like that.
Yeah.
That a kid can fall into. And she took me to church. I can remember as early as 6 years old, I was a member of St. George's Church.
Okay.
In Montreal, St. George's Anglican Church, sang in the choir. So that was implanted in me early.
Okay, yes.
And I love church. I'm a sacramentalist. Do you know what that means? A person who is a sacramentalist believes in the what they call mysterium tremendum, the mystery of God.
Okay, yes.
The presence of God, the Spirit. You know, I was in England one time at, you know, some of the great cathedrals, and, you know, when the music plays, it's so moving, you know, the organs are so big and the area is so tremendous.
Yes,
and it's that
sure
type of thing. It's the feeling of God, the dependence on God. Not that we don't believe in evangelical work, but there's another dimension of church. And so I was always drawn to that. Every time I ever entered a church, I was always aware of the presence of God, the presence of our Lord Jesus. Oh, it goes deeper than that, you know. I'm still a priest, and I still work. I don't think I want to work much longer, but I'm still a priest. I belong to St. Bartholomew's Episcopal Church in Nashville, which is a large church, and I thoroughly enjoy it.
And I have a couple more questions. During the 90s, you owned and operated your own winery. What are your fondest memories of the Long Hollow Winery?
Well, I went to a winery to buy some wine, and I was really impressed with it. Yeah. I was fascinated with the way they make wine, and that it's a living thing, an organic thing. And I came home, and I said, "Hold on, I want to talk to you." I said, "How would you feel about opening a winery?" She was flabbergasted because, after all, I'm a priest.
Yes.
But in the Anglican Church, we drink wine. We don't drink it, but we have a communion.
Yes, exactly.
And by the way, I don't drink.
No, okay. That was another thing.
Across the street from where I live, which is Long Hollow Pike in Goodlettsville, a suburb of Nashville, there was a store, a little grocery store. And I went down, it was April, I can't remember the year, was it 2000 or 99, somewhere in there. I went in to make the man an offer on his building, because I'd heard he didn't want to carry on. And the day I walked down there, so help me, a sign was put up, said for auction.
Oh, is that right?
May the 1st. Yeah. So I turned around and walked home. And on May 1st, I was there to buy it. And now they've just allowed wines to come into the grocery stores and people like Kroger's and Publix. I don't know if you have those supermarkets.
No, we don't. We have something like stores. That, yes.
So that put an end to the mom-and-pop wineries.
Yes.
So now he's getting out of that.
Okay.
And it's up for sale. But we had a wonderful 10 years with it, and became a very, very popular wine. And it was a good wine.
I see, yes. Anything with your name is good, in my opinion.
Well, I thank you for that. Our best wine was called Plantation. And we had names like Chatelaine, Tara, which was, you know, the plantation and Gone with the Wind. And we had nice names for our wines.
I see, okay.
But we enjoyed it. Yeah. And I had one of the nicest bars, tasting bars in the Nashville area. We used to get lots of tours, and I used to sing for them, and you know, with my tracks and so on.
Yes, yes.
So it was a very pleasant experience.
Okay, and to sum up the interview today, how would Stu Phillips, the legend and the man, like to be remembered?
Just as an honest man, godly man, and good father.
Okay, okay.
Good husband. And I have a wonderful wife. If it hadn't been for my wife, God knows where I would have gone.
Yeah. And I think he'll be remembered for a lot of your amazing songs over the years as well.
Yeah, you know, that's a part of it, too.
Yeah.
The legacy. Now, I know this about my songs. When I recorded them, I was very, very young and didn't have a whole lot of money. And to get them going and recording, I had to plead, beg, and do everything in the world. And I didn't have money for a band until, you know, later. And so, in my heart, I know they're not the best. Sound.
But they were real.
They're real. Exactly. And like Champlain and St. Lawrence Line, that was picked up and made a number one hit in Canada. But there are others there, and there's one that's never been recorded yet, that somehow I'm going to get down. Yeah, it's called the 5900. It used to haul the freight and passenger trains through the Rockies. Magnificent engine. And there's one on display in Calgary now. And I'm going to record it. It's a great song.
So I want to thank you for being on the show today, Mr. Phillips. And it's been a true honor to be a friend of yours for the last little while.
Well, I'm honored for being on the show, and I thank you for calling. And to all my friends and fans up there, I love you and thank you. And maybe we'll meet.
Well, I hope so. God bless you, sir. And you have a wonderful day.
God bless you, John. Yep. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There's a new fellow that's just come here, and he's a Canadian boy. He's from up around Winnipeg, if I'm not mistaken. I may be wrong. Is it Calgary? Calgary. I'm sorry, I missed it by a few miles. But I want you folks to welcome this boy. He's a wonderful singer. And, of course, we're all predicting great things for a guy named Stu Phillips. Here he is.
Fill the glasses with sparkling wine.
and mine. Play the music with thin rosé, sweet and warm as red lips far away. Play the music and we'll pretend they will wait till we come home again. Glasses with thin rosé, sweet and warm as red lips far away. Play the music and we'll pretend they will wait till we come home again.
And now, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that interview with our good friend Stu Phillips. Now, once again, before we say so long for the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny Show here this morning, I would like to pay tribute to an all-time sacred song of Christmas that Stu recorded many years ago. And it is a song that is very meaningful and very deeply moving. With that mentioned, it's going to be called The Night Before Jesus Came. Now, this is about the only Christmas recording that Stu ever did, even though he was an ordained minister. And with that mentioned, here's the all-time classic, The Night Before Jesus. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
'Twas the night before Jesus came, and all through the house not a creature was praying, not one in the house. Their Bibles were laying on the shelf without care, not thinking that Jesus just might come there. The children were dressing to get into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing their head. Mom in her rocker with baby on her lap was watching TV while I took a nap. When out of the east there rose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. What to my wondering eyes should appear but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. With a light like the sun sending forth a bright ray, I knew in a moment this must be the day. The light of his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus returning, just as he said. And though I possessed worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him, in spite of myself. In the book of life which he held in his hand, listed the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name. When he said, "It's not here," I was ashamed. All people whose names were written with love, he gathered to take to his Father above. With those who were ready, he rose without a sound, while all the rest were left standing around. Then he looked right at me and said, "It's never too late. On this Christmas day, you can seal your own fate." I stood and cried as they rose out of sight. If only I had been ready tonight. In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing near. There's only one life, and when comes the last call, we'll find that the Bible was true after all.
now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to send us into the third and final hour of the program this morning. With that mentioned, let's send us out of the second hour with a couple of great gospel favorites as they pay tribute to Stu Phillips once again. But first, we'll hear an all-time classic by Miss Wanda Jackson called I Love You, Jesus. Then we'll follow with Stu Phillips again and his version of the old-time classic hymn called Church in the Wildwood. With that, I hope y'all stay around for another hour of Way Back with Johnny. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
While there's time, there's something I must say, and I'll have to say in my simple or sing in uptown tones, you'll know I mean the words in this plain old country song. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. With a faith and humble heart, these words I say. I love you, Jesus, in my plain old country way. Faith and humble heart, these words I say. I love you, Jesus, in my plain old country way. I love you, Jesus, in my plain old country way.
There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier spot in the day. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
Oh, come, 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 come,
come to the church in the wild. Come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Come to the church in the wild wood, to the trees where the wild flowers bloom, where the parting hymn will be chanted, we will weep by the side of the tomb.